on an Indie bed.
And what's the thing like that it grows? Is it like a turnip or a carrot?
Yeah.
Yeah. I see.
Yeah.
So it's like a root.
Yes.
I see. Okay.
That one is a cassava.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I've heard of that.
Yeah. You bake the bread, yeah. Make bread, we take the meal, yeah. Make dumpling and all kind of things
with
like
the cassava.
That.
Cassava. Yeah. Yeah. Is that pronounced SEVENYEAR, 7 year?
Yeah.
7, do you know why it's called that?
No, but I come with them calling 7 years.
Okay, oh, that's okay. I believe it. I just wondered if there was a reason for it. Okay. And what was your husband? Where was your husband born?
He born in a village over there. They call Garden Gut.
Uh huh. Garden Gut.
Yeah.
And that's
that is part of Lodge.
Uh huh. Okay. All right. Yeah, I'm kind of turned around. Which way is Bastille over there?
Yeah, you would.
Over there, right, over there, okay, yeah. Right. And where did you meet him?
My husband.
How'd you happen to meet him?
Well, we meet right here from Atlas to Lodge.
Just met him on the street one day, huh? And the rest is history.
Yeah.
Okay, that's good. Now I want to ask you some things about stories and things from childhood. First, about jumbie stories. Can you tell me any jumbie stories?
Well, I don't know much about them. I only hear people used to say about jumbies, but I never seen one.
Right, you never saw one?
No.
What did people tell you about them, though? What do people say?
Well, people say jumbie does frighten you and all kind of things like that, but I never get in touch with them.
Did you ever hear of a jumbie fire?
Yes, I hear people just talk about them.
Tell me about that.
Well, I don't know how it goes, but I hear people say that the place just catch fires and nobody could be in account of how it catch none. So sometimes they say it's jumbie fire.
Okay. Did you ever hear of a jumbie crab?
No.
Jumbie crab, no? Okay. Jumbie crab, so it'd be a big black crab. And this guy told me they put the crab in a bucket and put a big stone over the bucket.
Yeah.
They were going to cook the crab the next day.
Yeah.
And they got up the next day and the stone was still there, but the jumbie crab was gone. So it disappeared. Right. How about...
We used to have crabs around.
Is that right? Yeah.
We catch them and we put them in a bucket or a kick or a pan or something and we cover them down until the next day we get them to cook or sometimes 2-3 days after.
Yeah, right, yeah.
Well, I know about that, but I never had not dealing with a jumbie one.
I think that one was, I think the neighbor took it, probably. But how about a jack-o'-lantern? Do you remember, did you have jack-o'-lanterns up here in the mountains?
I heard of them.
Up in the mountains?
I heard of them. Well, when I was a young girl, one night I was going down Lodge Village.
Yeah.
And I saw a light down on the bridge, the engine bridge.
Mm-hmm.
So when I asked what it is, they told me that is Jackie Lantern.
Mm-hmm.
This bright light, like a fire light, lamp.
Mm-hmm.
And it, the afterwards, you don't see where it disappear.
Mm-hmm.
I saw it up on the mountain again. But afterwards, you don't know where it disappear.
Yeah.
I saw them myself.
Was that when you were young? Have you seen them recently?
No, well, not. Yeah, just now I don't see those things there.
No, I just wondered if I thought maybe it had something to do with the, you know, the, it doesn't get so dark now because of there's so much light.
Right, that's what I say. So maybe those things don't stir anymore.
Yeah, right. So you can't see them. Did you believe when these people tell you about jumbies?
No.
No. Were there any other things like jumbies, besides a jack-o'-lantern, that you can think of?
Not of my knowing.
Okay. Now, next thing I'd like you to tell me about is about kinds of things you might have made and that your mother made for your children, for colds and things, different kinds of things made with roots. And
I do the making. My mother never made.
Okay, you did it. Tell me about the stuff you made.